everybody. What's up? I'm bringing the energy today because Colby is dead. That's him snoring. That one was indigestion. Okay, now they're snoring. Oh, that was just a burp. Hey, man.
Hey.
How's it going, dude?
I need a nap.
Did you go to the gym before the show today?
Uh-huh.
What you doing to yourself? You got like plans after the show?
I got things to do today, man. It's a busy fucking day.
Football?
No.
No?
No.
I thought with the whole...
Plans fell through.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought with the whole new crowd you run with and the fact that one of them's a hardcore Patriots fan, today would be like...
It is kind of a thing,
a great day today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they lose.
Well, yeah, but...
Then it's not going to...
Who are they playing?
Jaguar.
Lose.
Jackson.
To a Florida team.
No, Jacksonville. Jaguars. It's possible.
No, well, yeah, it's also possible I win the lottery.
Yeah.
Anything is possible through Christ. Write that down.
Checked.
There's no way the Patriots are going to lose to a feline-based sports team. There's just no chance.
Yeah, the American Patriots.
Yeah,
versus
man.
Versus a fucking cat.
That's right. You can't. There's no way they'll lose. How can you? And they just get shot with a musket.
And what's I got happening? A concert tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What concert?
It's really unheard of person.
Okay, what's his name?
Luke Collin, Jason Richardson.
I don't know who those people are.
One of them's my favorite drummer.
Okay. Is it like
literally in Wichita tonight?
Is this a band?
No.
So it's like a singer-songwriter
yeah,
style
it's an
deal.
Instrumental album that they put out.
Okay.
It's just like really heavy metal.
But with no vocals.
With no vocals, but the most insane guitar you've ever heard.
That might be something I'm more into.
Jason Richardson is stupidly good.
Really?
It's ridiculous, but yeah. He's
where's he playing?
Rock Island.
I've still never been there.
It's shitty.
I'm surprised that place is open, to be honest with you. Well, like, I think, I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, I've been out of the loop for a while, but like, I'm pretty sure the person who owns Rock Island also owns the Monarch in Delano, which is like this hoity-toity fancy whiskey bar, beer place. Like, I guess it's not hoity-toity, it's not Rock Island Live.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's got to be weird for that person to like go from
a
like a place
crowds.
Where people wear shirts to a place where they know they smash beer cans for fun. Exactly. Yeah, I feel like that's got to be two different worlds there for that.
A little bit. I mean, don't judge.
I'm not judging. I'm
You're
just saying
judging.
It's weird.
I hear judgment.
No.
Weird equals judgment. That is a judgment.
I'm not saying it's weird that those places exist. I'm saying
You're
it must
weird,
be weird
man.
For the person to walk between worlds.
Your judgment.
They're like a half vampire. They like walk in the day and walk in the night. That's what they do, man. Mm-mm. That's what I imagine.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
Yeah? Yeah?
I'm coming with like three other instrumental heavy metal bands.
I didn't know this was a genre.
This is a genre. Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed Wichita knows what it is.
I follow the drummer Luke Holland on Instagram.
Right.
And yeah, I just saw like a week ago that he said he was about to go on tour with Jason, and then I looked yesterday and he posted the tour dates, and I'm like, oh, there's no way Wichita's gonna be on here, but I skimmed it anyways.
And there was?
Wichita tomorrow.
That's like, crazy.
Are you kidding me? That's nuts.
That's actually insane.
It really is. Like, I got lucky by seeing it yesterday, so.
Wow.
Yep. $15 tickets, not too bad.
No, not bad.
And yeah, gonna go see him.
That's cool.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But no Patriots.
I'm going to try and fit a nap somewhere in here, too, today.
Yeah, you want to do a short show?
I mean, I'm down.
All right, show's over.
Perfect. Bye. Love you guys. Thanks for checking in.
I love you, but not enough to be here for 3 hours.
Not enough to stay awake.
You know, speaking of, can I just talk about, too, since we're talking about music and Wichita?
Go for it, man.
Just. It is the Seth and Colby show, and I don't know if you guys know this, but we talk about whatever Seth and Colby like.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't mean anything to you guys, and y'all just going to have to deal with that.
Y'all just going to deal
this
with
is
it.
One of the most Wichita things I've ever seen. All right, like we talk a lot of trash on Wichita on this show, mostly me because it sucks.
Yeah.
But
mostly you?
Well, I feel like my hatred for it is way more extreme than yours.
I mean, you actually have left here.
I have
not.
That's
done
true.
That,
so I feel like I know how bad it is.
Yeah,
because I've left.
Right.
I've left the evilness.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Okay, here we go. I want you to look at this. This is on Reddit. This is the Wichita Reddit, all right? By the way, if you ever want to just feel better about where you live, visit the Wichita Reddit, all right? For those who say Wichita doesn't get cool shows, here are two different bands, each a classic in their specific genre of electronic music. Coming soon individually, Wichita, The Chemical Brothers, and Adult. Okay? I don't know who Adult is.
I've never heard of either.
You never heard of The Chemical Brothers?
No.
I feel like we've heard of The Chemical Brothers.
No.
I know we have. Here, I'll show you. I'll show you how I know. All right? Because this part of the story is that you're involved in this.
Oh.
Chemical.
Part of the story, huh?
I mean, I think I have a song in their library, which is part of Chemical.
My Chemical Romance.
Brothers.
Yep, I know that one.
I don't know. Is it this? I feel like I may just be completely wrong. And I'm
embarrassed.
I think
it might be wrong here, bud.
I think I might be wrong. I might be wrong. You know this song? You don't know this song.
Nope.
Anyway, this is how I like. This is the Camel Road. All right? It's like some crazy EDM type stuff. All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I upvoted this because I was like, hey, man, there's actually a cool band coming. I want to show you. All right? I didn't read the comments. There weren't any when I upvoted this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next day I came back, it had comments. All right? That's what I'm talking about. Adult at Barleycorns. All right? Chemical Brothers at Crown Uptown, Saturday, March 3rd. Edit. Not Chemical Brothers, but Crystal Method.
So once you post a title, you can't change the title?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I just want to point out that the guy who was excited about a band being a Wichita didn't even get the right band.
For those that say Wichita doesn't get cool shows.
Yeah, here's one band and then one band that doesn't exist.
Here's a guy to not know
right.
the actual band he's listening to.
Yep. Yep. Chat says that you need to bring more abs to the stream. You're always going to the gym and not sharing.
Yeah. They're there.
Yeah, they are.
They're just a little lower.
You guys jealous? Shirt. Look what I can do.
Oh.
That's why you guys don't get that.
I appreciate it.
And you know what? I don't even care.
One of these days.
How's that make you feel? I get to touch them, and I don't even think it's
one
special.
Of these days, there's going to be a progress picture of me that I post online, and then I'm assuming that you're going to grab that and put it up.
Just put it up on Seth and Colby, and then you can at least approve what it is.
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, if you just give in, I can't insult you. And if you post it, I would have no idea if it's Photoshopped or anything. You should post a picture, dude, and just give yourself a third nipple and see if anyone says anything. Just like a small
it's
one.
Really weird.
And just be like, wait, does Colby have a third nipple? And then it like starts this thing where everyone
that's
just
so
assumes.
Random.
Wouldn't that be great? Or just no
very
nipples.
Random.
You're just like Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, just chest.
Mm-hmm.
No nips.
Oh, God.
Or add extra hair. Like, put Robin Williams' chest hair on your chest.
I'm not going to do any of these things.
Come on, man. Have some fun.
No.
Have some fun, man.
No.
Well, it's so
I'll
much
photo
fun.
Photoshop myself to look like Kylo Ren. How about that?
That would be awesome. With the big pants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do that, dude. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Can you also put his hair on you?
No.
Aw. Yeah, you probably wouldn't look good.
Body
with
I could do. The hair, no. Yeah. That's out of my skill range.
I don't believe that. At all. All right, and the second music-based thing. All right, you like Eric Church, don't you?
Yeah.
Like you're like me. He's like the only country artist that
right.
you like that you actually like.
Uh-huh.
So I was looking to see. I hadn't heard if he had a new album out recently. So I was going on iTunes to look and see. And this crazy person has done something I've never seen before. All right, this is really cool in my opinion. So in his albums, all right, he's got the standard fare. All right, so this is his first album, second album, third album, fourth album, his most recent album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went to go look at his all albums. All right, oh, do I actually hold on? iTunes is so dumb. I actually have to click him, then I have to click albums. All right, so I went to his albums and I'm like, what is all this? There are. Every single one of these, there's like 40 of them, is like one or two songs recorded live. He recorded a song on every tour stop he made on his tour in 2017. And then released a song or two from that performance with a unique poster for that performance and that town and that venue. And he put them on iTunes.
Really?
Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
Like, I'm blown away by that.
And yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, and the posters are like really good quality and stuff, and they like actually have to do with the city. Like, they're like, here's Wichita's. Like, I was shocked.
Yeah, that is pretty shocking.
I was shocked, and like, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with our show, but I think that's just really cool that people.
What a cool guy.
I just don't feel like big musicians do cool things anymore.
Yeah, they're
like, I feel like, you know. Right, it's just effort. Like, here's a new album, here's three new music videos,
yep.
Here's the tour where I charge $800 for a t-shirt,
yeah.
And then I just repeat.
There's a good template.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this, I mean, I feel like he actually likes playing music. And maybe that's why we like him, because
he's an actual artist.
Yeah, he actually likes playing music, he doesn't feel trapped.
He's not some dude who's just making money from making crap music.
Right, so I don't know, that's completely off topic from everything we were talking about, but I just thought that was really cool, and I discovered that today, so, yeah. Yeah, but have fun at your concert tonight, man.
Hey, thanks, bud.
You should post about it on Reddit. Let everybody know. Let them know that, for those who say that Wichita doesn't get cool shows, here's this man, Jason Richardson. Dude, I remembered.
You got it.
I got it.
Got it right on, man.
Now, will I remember it after the show? Probably not.
Probably not.
That's a lot of work. Remember after the show.
Yeah, it's like one of their first stops on their tour, too. It's like...
Well, you said they just posted it, and then you looked, and it was like 2 days away from Wichita, yeah. Does he live nearby?
No.
Because it's really weird to just start in the middle of the country.
Yeah. I don't know where he's starting.
Like, I would assume, like, if you live in California, you would start in California and make your way to New York via the south and then back to L.A. via the north, right? Like, wouldn't that be how most tours
starting
work?
Starting in Chicago.
So that must be where he lives.
And he goes to St. Louis and then comes here.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Chicago
was Friday night.
The most impressive thing to me, I don't know how concerts work. But, like, the most impressive thing to me is that somehow either his manager knew about Rock Island or Rock Island knew about him.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one is crazier.
I don't either. I don't know if Wichita's getting bigger. Like, more people know about it, I guess, if they, like watch basketball.
Yeah.
The Shockers are actually ranked this year. So
well, they've been ranked every year for the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
So.
But.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. And I've always heard that we used to have a really big screamo scene here.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think I heard it from you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a band in Kansas and like Under Oath.
Yeah, they're not from Kansas, though.
Under Oath?
No, they're from Florida.
Yeah, somebody's from Kansas in Under Oath.
That might be true.
I think.
That sounds right. That sounds like some knowledge that I used to know, but then I abandoned it for...
I could be
memories
totally
of my
wrong.
Son or something.
Could
yeah.
be totally wrong.
I don't know. That sounds right.
I don't care.
I don't
man.
Care either,
Start
dude.
Start the show.
I'm just happy that there's something for you to do here.
Yeah.
That's honestly what I'm most proud of. We're going to go see crazy. The post tonight because we didn't on Thursday. I went in the bedroom on Thursday and Chris was like half asleep. And I was half asleep. I'm like, are we going to that movie? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, you can say no if you're too tired. And she's like, no, you want to go? And I'm like, no. I'll be okay. So we didn't end up going.
Yeah, 10 o'clock movie. No.
Yeah, well, I mean, she probably could have done it, but I'm glad she said no because I was tired.
Yeah.
Well, I was stupid, and I started streaming at 9 a.m. that Thursday, so...
That is dumb.
I don't know what I was doing with my life.
You're dumb.
But that's probably why we spent 30 minutes on that show talking about Paddington.
Yeah.
I almost put another Paddington story in this episode because it is now officially the best reviewed movie on Rotten Tomatoes. But I was like, we can't just talk about Paddington again.
I don't want to.
Because
either.
We just can't.
Don't give more attention to the fucking bear.
I kind of want to go see it, man. It's going to be amazing.
Go see it. Tell me how good it is.
If Let's I say it, if I go and it's really British good, man. Would you go see it?
Fuck no.
Would you watch it on your
Fuck
links?
No.
Come on, man.
Never
watching
it.
Best reviewed movie of all time.
Boycott.
Yeah, man. You show that bear.
I am the hipster. I go against the crowd.
Of Paddington.
Yes.
That's where you take your stand.
That is where I draw the line.
That's this show in a nutshell. Like, hundreds of thousands of women out marching on the streets this weekend, and we're taking a stand against Paddington the Bear.
Yep.
It's great. It's great. All right, let's start the stupid show, and then we'll get into our topics.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you!
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
No one can stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It is a show that airs twice a week. That was a lot of effort on your behalf. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Twice a week, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you can't watch them live, that's fine. We'll forgive you for now. Just this once, we'll forgive you. All right, so cash in that forgiveness whenever you feel most comfortable, but I only get it once.
Yep.
You can watch them on demand, youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And if you want to listen to the audio version because you're adverse to our faces and Colby's golden, glowing, gaudy abs, you can do that too. There, it's on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and there's a Plain Jane RSS feed. All of those links at SethandColby.com. It's pretty easy, really, to figure out how to listen to the show.
We're easy to find.
Yeah,
man.
It's like literally if you go to SethandColby.com, like all the audio episodes are there, all the video episodes are there, and like links to everything, including the live shows on Twitch, they're all there. And then you can follow us on Twitter, which also there's a link there at the website to our Twitter. You can follow us there. We tweet throughout the week. Colby posts hilarious memes. I haven't sent you a Porg of the Day yet. I'm a little disappointed. I've got to remember.
Me too, now I'm in love with them.
All right, I'm going to send you another one, man. I'm running out. It's a problem. Yeah. It's amazing how few Porg memes there are that are of the movie themes like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of memes, not a lot of Porgs and movie posters. I'm running out.
Yeah,
might have to start.
Switch over.
Might have to start making my own.
Oh, yeah. It's good use of your time.
I know, right? Ugh. But anyways, guys, thanks for being here today. We are we're going to talk about meat. We're going to talk about movies. We're going to talk about stuff, things, the usual. If you want to support the show, there's three ways to do so. One is absolutely free. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and hit that follow button. Even if you don't watch us live, that follow number helps us. So we appreciate it. Another way you can help us, also on twitch.tv/SethandColby, is clicking the subscribe button. Starts at $4.99 a month. It's very helpful. If you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. If you didn't know, you can subscribe for free if you have Amazon Prime.
I knew that.
So we would like that. If you have Amazon Prime, you haven't subscribed, go do it. Do it.
I got a pig nose right now, man.
Do it. Look at Colby's pig nose also. It's there. And the third way you could help us out is just by giving us money. Pig. Just click the donate link on the page and type in your amount and hit donate. Giant foghorn goes off. Sends me into cardiac arrest and it makes Colby smile. We're working on getting him something. I don't remember what we're trying to get you. I don't remember the new thing. I only remember the old thing.
I think it was a real lightsaber.
That was it. Yep. We're trying to get Colby a real-life lightsaber, so we got to pay for the R&D to make it,
yep.
Then have it made. It's a whole expense, so that's what we're working
pretty
for
big.
Now. It used to be a Millennium Falcon-shaped house, something that was feasible. Now we're going for the impossible.
Yep.
So help us reach the impossible. Be like Tom Cruise. All right?
Yeah, we
help
are
us reach
the next Elon Musk.
Yes.
We will invent the lightsaber
and
become rich as shit.
I'm like Elon Musk's fundraiser. Colby is Elon Musk of lightsabers.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, yeah. So, guys, thank you for being here. It's episode number 55 from January 21st, 2018. I had to look at the date because I didn't know. So, let's fade out this music and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. Now it's...
Bam.
But the intro's done. Now I have to entertain. You excited about that, man?
No.
Oh, goodness. Okay, dude. Here we go. Are you ready for our first story? Prepare yourself. Are you prepared?
Nope.
Okay, tell me when you're prepared. He's meditating. This is how he gets prepared, I guess. Through.
Okay.
All right. Strange website for new Cloverfield film begins to open the mystery box.
God, close the fucking mystery box. Close it. Lock that shit. And throw it in the ocean.
This is from 2 days ago, man. The landscape is so jam-packed with cinematic universes, none more compelling than the Cloverfield universe, which to date includes 2008's Cloverfield and 2016's 10 Cloverfield Lane. And on April 20th of this year, Paramount adds an as-yet-untitled but previously titled God Particle, third installment to the universe. A team of astronauts make a shocking discovery and end up fighting for survival in that upcoming film directed by Julius Ona. So that is the first plot details.
A team of astronauts make a shocking discovery and end up fighting for survival. That sounds like fucking life.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. So they're some astronauts in space. They're going to run into a monster and they're going to have to survive it. Also sounds like Alien. Sounds like a lot of movies.
Yep.
So, but that's what's happening. With the third Cloverfield movie headed our way in just a few months, we still really know absolutely nothing about it, but we expected that yesterday's 10th anniversary of the original Cloverfield will give us something to chew on. When we didn't get a trailer or any new information, something did actually happen. Our friend, Dinosaur Dracula, pointed out that an ARG began last night. You have to be familiar. An ARG. Do you know what an ARG is?
Mm-mm.
It's an augmented reality game.
Mm. Okay.
It's so cool, dude. All right. So apparently, back in 2007, there was another one. And then Cloverfield and Cloverfield 10, or Cloverfield 10 Cloverfield Lane may not appear to have really much of anything in common, except the Cloverfield name, but boy, do they ever. The new film will, of course, tie into that rich web of intrigue. And the mystery box is currently housed inside of began to open up with the launch of a new Taggaruto website last night. Anyone familiar with the universe's ARG knows the importance of Taggaruto, a Japanese company that's very much at the center of the whole thing. As it turns out, there's a hidden message on the website decoded by Reddit. Tokyo, January 18th, 2018. Taggaruto has been development on a revolutionary new energy technology in what Kaogaro Yoshida called the technological great leap forward for our planet. This renewable technology will take at least 4 years to complete, along with another 6 years of international regulatory bodies to bring the powerful revolutionary energy source by April 18th, 2028. And so it begins. So here's the website right here. This is what we get. This is how they promote their movie. It's like a low image quality, staticky thing with a...
It's like we're hacking into some shit and right. Our signal's not that great.
It says browser incompatibility 415 unsupported media type. And then it's like very bad quality. It says unhandled exception occurred in your browser. The page was not loaded properly due to an unexpected error. And then it just, there's a loading bar. Apparently somewhere on this page is that message that was decoded by Reddit.
You fucking kidding me?
I mean, we can look up exactly how, I'm sure. Decoded by Reddit. Here we go. We'll go to Clover. There's a subreddit called Cloververse. Because, of course, there is.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to check out Taggaruto.gp and something's happening. Not sure what, but it's due for sure. Props to Camille and Magic Jesus for unscrambling the words. Tokyo, blah, blah, blah. That's what he said. Great setup for the new ARG. Really good job. Look at that image again. It almost looks like a bunch of water bottles on a shelf as you walked up to a display in their store. Then there's something written on them. Trying everything I can in Lightroom to figure it out. It's right where a label would be. And then here's what he posts. Yeah, like... You talk about me not having enough time to Photoshop porgs onto movie posters. This is the same thing, right?
Uh-huh. Like, literally, I just see a logo.
I don't even see that. I mean, I see a bright spot.
That thing, and then it says Taggaruto.
Yeah, right here. I see Taggaruto. I see that. I assume that's the Taggaruto logo?
I guess.
I mean, he's like, we're going to pull this into Lightroom and figure it out. He just ipped the brightness up, didn't he? I mean, isn't that all it is?
That's all it is.
That's all it is, right? So, I don't know, man. I can only make out an M close to the neck of the bottle. It feels so relieving to be back again, just like home.
God, some people.
Like, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't, I mean, look at these people. They're so happy. They're so happy about it. Uh-huh, here we go, Cloververse. I mean...
Take
I don't know.
Rick.
I don't want to take away these people's joy. But, like...
You have to have really smart intelligence to understand
that's,
Cloverfield.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, Cloverfield's one of those things that I feel we should be able to understand, but we don't because we're dumb.
Mm.
Or, alternatively,
mm-hmm.
we're not dumb enough.
I think it's that one.
Because, like, these are like smart dumb people,
yeah.
Right? Like super smart people
that are just caught up in
right,
something
but,
really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, because we're super dumb too. Basically, I don't want to get it.
You have to
wrong.
Have super intelligence to watch this and Rick and Morty. They're both the same.
Right, high IQ shows. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah, right. I remember that. Yeah, standing on McDonald's counters mm-hmm. and yelling, "We want Szechuan sauce. We want Cloverfield ARGs." Like that's the same people, man.
It's the same thing. Go up though. That was a piece of pretty cool artwork. Up, scroll.
I mean, yeah, you have to
no, scroll.
You
up,
have to me.
Up, yeah, that thing.
This
right
thing.
There.
Oh, that is sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. You know, but see, I feel like this kind of cool image.
What in the hell?
Apparently you can't look at it. I would try to make it bigger that I was going to show it on screen chat, but apparently you can't. So you just get it this tiny size.
Interesting.
Like right here. I mean, that's really cool art.
Yeah.
It's definitely really cool art. Like, I feel like that is an adequate use of your time.
Because
that you could show to people and be like, check that out.
Right.
Like, for some reason, even though it is honestly equally impressive that you figured out that, however they figured out that coded message, that is impressive. For some reason, I don't respect that as much as I respect the man who could draw.
You're fucking working your ass off using math and codes and shit.
Like, do you think that these people... there's beeping, right? Okay.
Chris is setting something on fire.
I'm waiting to see if she comes out.
It stopped.
Oh, okay. I was making sure nothing exploded.
Boom. It was a bomb. It was a bomb.
It was a bomb. We're dead.
Yep.
This is Al's show from the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Could you guys hear that beeping over live? I don't know. But anyway, I don't know, dude. But Destiny does this stuff. Like, they do, like, these augmented reality games that people get really obsessed about, and it's always really simple.
Yeah, it's always dumb.
Yeah.
Like, there's always so much buildup. J.J. Abrams just sucks as a person.
What was the one? I think The Ring is my favorite. I don't know if it was an ARG. I don't really know what a different... Like, is this an ARG? It's not really augmented reality at all. Right? I don't...
It's an actual website that's for something fake, but is...
Is that augmented reality? I don't know.
I guess, technically.
Okay. Well, my favorite one of those was for The Ring, like, back in the day. Like, whenever The Ring came out, like, 2003?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, they just used to leave VHS tapes of The Ring video, like, at, like after concerts or movies and stuff. Like, people would go in there just leave tapes.
Fuck that.
Could you imagine, like, picking that up and putting it in?
Fuck that.
But that's a really cool one. And that's before, like, Twitter existed and all that stuff. So, like, I feel like that is way more impressive than, oh, we launched Tuganuka.jp and people go and check it out.
Yeah. Also, what the hell is JP, man?
That's Japan. Oh. You know, like, CA is Canada, CN is China, JP is Japan.
We got .us, man.
We don't.
Dot
I mean, I think US, but we'd have .com.
Yeah, we have .us.
Yeah.
.us, man.
I always feel bad. Like, .jp is way better than, like, the UK's. Like, .co, .uk. Like, I feel like they got boned.
Yeah.
Because they got extra dots, you know? Because it's just .jp. You know, it's not .co.jp.
No, right.
But the UK's is .co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I think that's their own choice, though.
You think they made that when we whooped their butts? That's what they get?
Yep.
We relegate them. Hey, Fictional, how you doing, man? If I go to the bbc.co.uk, does that work? Yeah, look at that, man. But it redirects to the bbc.com, but they got the co.uk because they know their people are...
Weird.
They're used to getting the short end of the stick,
I don't get
man.
Why it's CO.
Oh, I don't either.
It makes no sense.
Why not com.uk? Probably because if you type .cm, .com, it'll resolve .com. Probably be my guess, yeah.
Salt.
I'm not, yeah. He's mad about getting whooped.
He's mad about it. Yep. Pretty salty.
All right, while we're talking about weird movies, right here. There's apparently Danny McBride made a secret Crocodile Dundee movie. Now, there is some rumor that this is for the Super Bowl. And that it's not a real Crocodile Dundee movie.
Either way, it's disrespectful to Crocodile Dundee.
But here's a trailer for it. I have not seen this. Let's watch it together, chat. Hey. So he's Crocodile Dundee's son?
Either way, this is stupid.
Good day, losers.
Stupid!
That's not a knife. That's a knife. Look at that. Look at me. Look at the knife play.
Talk about a dude who should not be doing an Australian accent.
Was he trying?
I think the good day, and then he stopped and just went losers.
Good day, losers.
And then he was like, I think that's a knife.
I don't know. I don't even think he tried. I'm not sure he tried. Let's look what we got to watch again.
Good day, losers.
I don't know. Good day was kind of Australian.
Like, it's bad.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Yeah, I think he is trying to do it.
I think he's trying.
I think he's trying.
But it's just really bad.
Dude, what is going on here?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's also in Mountain Dew commercials now. Like, why the fuck is Danny Bride so huge right now?
I don't know.
G'day, losers.
This has to be a joke. Right? A very elaborate joke, sure, but a joke. Or not, there's an official site for the film. Here, it's full of production photos. Here's a synopsis. Crocodile Dundee is back. Well, actually, he's missing in the outback. And the only person who might be able to find him is a loudmouth American son no one knew he had. So he's American. He's American. I still think this is some sort of joke, but People Magazine has an entire article about the film. In the People article, it's confirmed that the original Crocodile Dundee, Paul Hogan, is returning for the film.
No, he's not dead.
Crocodile Dundee. No, that you're thinking of Steve Irwin.
I thought he was dead.
You're thinking of Steve Irwin.
I thought both were dead.
No, Crocodile Dundee, I don't think will ever die.
Okay, good.
All right. Crocodile Dundee is a film that has stood the test of time. It's a defining moment in my life and one of my proudest accomplishments. Throughout the past few years, I've been thinking about how to bring Dundee to a new generation. I'm excited to introduce a new Crocodile Dundee to the world and look forward to sharing more news about those involved very soon. I'm not going to lie to you. To be a real Crocodile Dundee, I think 90% of it is a vest, and then 5% is just being able to not fall down and stay on your feet, Danny McBride says in the article. So
I feel like this is real.
I don't know. Dundee and a reporter eventually fall in love in the movie. It spawned two sequels, Crocodile Dundee 2, Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. It's worth noting that Crocodile Dundee had a son introduced in Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles, but the character's name was Mikey, whereas McBride's character's name is named Brian. Brian has his own little character bio on the official Dundee site that says, unlike his father, Brian grew up in a true city kid, but that won't stop him from picking up his dad's oversized knife and launching himself into an Australian outback, completely unprepared for what lies ahead. Fictional says, I was so confused that Cobby thought it was
I thought they were both dead.
No, Crocodile Dundee is definitely alive. Steve Irwin's dead.
Yeah, I knew that one.
He died via stingray.
Never forget.
Nope.
Never forget.
But, yeah, man. A lot of people saying that this could be a ploy for a Super Bowl. Like, because remember, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, they did the Ferris Bueller Day Off with Matthew Broderick. And it like, looked like they were shooting a sequel to it because they brought all the sets and all that stuff back. And they saw Matthew Broderick filming, but then it turned out to just be like a 2-minute-long Honda ad. So people are saying that this may be a Super Bowl scheme. But at the same time, if it was, why would they release a trailer? I kind of lean towards this is real.
I think this might be real.
I think it might be real, too. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, we just got done talking about Cloverfield, which has this secretive marketing campaign, and now we've got a secretive Crocodile Dundee. Like, yeah. Do you even have you ever seen a Crocodile Dundee movie?
Yeah.
I think I watched the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Crocodile
it's been forever,
Dundee
yeah.
is out of our age group. Mm-hmm. Like, doesn't that feel older than us, Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah, I think it was maybe.
Like, I feel like
people. 1986, right?
Yeah, like I feel like that's like the same group that like Transformers. Like people who are in their upper 30s, lower 40s right now, Crocodile Dundee was their kids movie or like their movie in their young teens.
Right.
And yeah, for us, we were barely alive.
Yep. Yep. No, I would agree with you.
I don't know, man. It sure is weird, but it does make sense. I mean, they bring back all the Transformers movies and they're bringing back all these like. I don't know, Power Rangers and all this stuff.
Yeah, good look.
Crocodile Dundee is... I mean, I like Danny McBride.
Might as well, yeah. If it's funny, then I'm down. I'm in.
I don't know. It just... It feels like it's one of those movies that is going... We already know what's going to happen. All right? Like, he's going to be an idiot in the jungle who doesn't know how to fend for himself.
Right.
He's going to run into some partner who you have a sidekick who knows everything. I can't believe he has to protect Danny McBride. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like we already know how this movie's going to go, but Crocodile Dundee.
Weird.
With Danny McBride.
I'm confused as to why people think it's a joke.
Well, because it's so ridiculous, right?
There's been more ridiculous things.
Yes, that's
Did
true.
Did they think the fucking all-female Ghostbusters remake was a joke?
Yeah,
when
but
it
that
first
wasn't
came
a
out?
Surprise. Here's a trailer. Like, yeah. We knew that that was happening.
That wasn't a fucking trailer.
If that's the first thing you knew about, like, that is the first thing anyone knew about it. Like they were like we didn't know it was being made.
Well,
we didn't know Danny McBride was working on it.
Shit about Han Solo. So that's not a good sign.
That is not a good sign.
Like I thought, I was looking on YouTube and I saw Venom trailers. And there's definitely not one yet.
Right.
It's all just fucking fan made shit. But I was about to be like, you're telling me they have a Venom trailer?
They have
already?
A fan made trailer for the Obi-Wan movie up already.
What?
Yeah. Just edited together you and McGregor
so
stuff.
Dumb.
And it's got like millions of views, dude.
It's so dumb.
It's because there's a bunch of idiots out there who think that stuff's real, right?
Yeah.
Like, half of it has got to be people who are just like, let me check out this fan edit. Mm-hmm. And the other half is like, dude, have you seen the Obi-Wan trailer?
Right.
Oh, the internet, man.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Speaking of trailers, I didn't have this in here, but I also didn't watch it because we talked about it on this show. Do you want to watch the second Tomb Raider trailer on this show?
I mean, we can.
Because we talked about the poster, we watched the first trailer, and it was bad. I'm kind of curious to see if the second one is
it's
any
gonna
better.
It's going to be just as bad, man. It's going to be your standard-ass plot of shitness.
Ass plot.
Oh, fucking stab me.
I'd prefer not to.
Please.
Bad choice.
So done with being alive.
Okay, here's the Tomb Raider 2 trailer. Okay, hold on. Chat, let's just stop right here. All right, that smile... I don't know why that bugs me, but...
I mean, most of the time you get, like, a cutesy kind of photo, but then
right.
They're just like, just have at it.
I'm not taking this movie seriously is what this face says to me
right
there. Like, she's doing a hilarious face. Like, it'd be different if he was doing, like, a hilarious face. But he's not. He's doing, like, a bad face. All right, we'll continue.
I think I'm going mad.
Lara, your father's gone. At some point, we have to face up to who we are.
Why is the artifact on this so bad? Dude, you know she's a badass because she rides her bike really fast.
With a, like, a fluff tail hanging up.
It'll be an adventure.
Death is not an adventure.
Why does she need to jump like that? She's just jumping in the water. Can't she just jump?
What are you doing here, Lara? 7 years I've been on this island. Your father, he put me here. Now I see the likeness.
Are you kidding me? Boyd Crowder's in this.
I don't know who that is.
Recklessness.
He's the dude in Vice Principals with Danny McBride.
It's a Danny McBride show today.
Lara, there was more to my life than boardrooms and business deals.
Right, I agree. It's dramatic, dude. It's dramatic.
There's an organization called Trinity. It's looking to start a global genocide.
Is this I'm a Survivor?
Yes.
You had a bigger holiday.
You had a knack for the unexpected.
You must stop them, Lara.
Is this a dramatic Beyond Destiny's Child song?
Yeah. This is like the new trailer kind of thing to do. She's an Academy Award winner?
Yeah, she won for Deus Ex Machina. Ex Machina.
Put it down!
It's your finger that's pulling this trigger.
You messed with the wrong family.
You messed with the wrong family.
That's called a broken shoulder.
I mean, let's be honest. It is a lot better than the first time. The first trailer is better than that.
Yeah. Still bad, though.
Still looks like a bad video game movie, though.
Yep. Gotta always have some family connection, man. They're always just like, you fucked my dad over way back in the day. I'm gonna get you. It's all family shit.
I mean, why do we care? Is that how the video games... I don't know enough about Tomb Raider, maybe. Maybe that's how
know.
The video game is.
I don't know. I mean, I'm more excited now for it because it's the
it
chick
looks,
from Ex Machina, but...
I mean, I'm going to go watch it because I have MoviePass.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look that good. It looks very average. Average at best. The other trailer was literally just parts from the game. That stuff looked awesome to me. And see, that's a trailer we didn't like because it looked cliched as possible.
Yeah, it was like
filled with cliches. Game. I don't know. I never played Tomb Raider. Maybe I'd be hyped if I played Tomb Raider.
I don't know, man.
It makes me worried for video game
movies.
I got
way
too
many
I wish...
other movies this year that I'm excited for.
Like, you know how ironic it is that movies are the storytelling medium of the modern time.
Uh-huh.
Like, you go and you see a movie, the ones that get nominated are the ones that are, like, not popcorn movies. They have the best storytelling, the best acting. Like, this is where you get your emotion now.
Uh-huh.
You know? Video games had a renaissance about 5 years ago where they realized that they could also do that.
Yeah.
You know, and they started making all these games. that had great, compelling stories and weren't full of cliches.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's ironic to me that these video game movies don't do that. Like, where they have the opportunity to take something that has a great story already and add it to a medium that's known for great storytelling, and they're just like, nah, let's just blow stuff up and make it about daddy.
Or just redo what was done in the game.
Right.
And it's just like, no, you could...
I mean, that's what I'm really worried about for, like, Uncharted. Because the Uncharted games have, like...
Tell a different story.
Well, they are in the Uncharted ones. They're making it about young Nathan Drake, the guy from Spider-Man's in it. Tom Holland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about young Nathan.
Interesting. Doesn't sound good.
I mean, it just... I see this.
Don't
like,
fucking
I don't know,
change shit that much.
I mean, if they make it like the game, they should literally just lift it. They should edit it down to 2 hours and make the exact same movie as the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
You think that?
I would rather that than to make it popcorny.
I think they should just take the fucking game, make that a movie, change the story. We've already heard
right,
the first story.
They could take the essence.
It's just another chapter.
Of the characters right. and the settings and just... Like, if you made a sequel to the video game, mm-hmm. they could do that with the movie.
That would be what I would think yeah. they should do, but they never do that. They either try to recreate the exact story
yeah, or they line, just ignore it.
Or they ignore it completely and change shit up like
so
crazy.
What's the story of Max Payne? Well, he's this cop and his family. That's all I need to know. Let's just make a movie about a cop whose family dies.
And then, like, there's this drug that has heroin that turns you into Valkyries, flying death monsters.
I don't think they can make a good game movie. I think they can. I don't think that they are.
I don't think they know how.
I think if they got the
dumb,
right person to do it, they could do it,
man.
It
makes no sense. Like, do they ever think about hiring the people who direct the actual game?
I mean, there's definitely people that can do it.
A movie?
There's definitely people that can do it, right?
Mm.
Because, like, I don't understand, maybe because the medium, like the storytelling medium, is so much longer.
Yeah.
Like, I look at things like Blade Runner. That is 30 years old. It's a classic. That some dude who has talent can come in and remake one that is just as good, mm-hmm. if not better than the original, and everyone who loved the original loves the new one.
Right.
People who don't like the original like the new one. It's universally regarded as maybe the most beautiful movies of all time. Like, put that guy on a video game. He could do it.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's some stigma where studios don't want to do that because they can just get anyone to do a thing. Well, animes, I think, are an exception, Morris. I think cartoons are an exception.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like we see that with like the Ninja Batman.
Yeah.
Like that Ninja Batman anime is going to be 6,000 times better than Ben Affleck's Batman. Yeah. Absolutely.
Uh huh.
But people don't take those seriously, just like they don't take video games seriously, and that's the whole point. I just finished. They just posted on Twitter. The writer posted the last page of the pilot episode script for The Witcher, and oh my god, dude, they messed this up.
Uh oh.
I mean, it looks...
Was it good or was it bad?
No, it's good. That's why I'm worried. Because if every single thing comes out and gets the hype... Like, I'm hyped that they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was hyped they got good people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was hyped that now the script... At least they showed, like, the Bible and, like, a setting. And, like, they had a map of the world. And, like, that looked accurate and complete. And so that got me hyped. And now the script comes out. And, you know, I mean, they don't really give away any of the script. But it doesn't look bad. And so you're hyped about that. And then it comes out. And it's Geralt in clown makeup. Dude. And he's having sex with a donkey. Like, I'm not going to be in with that, man. And I'm going to die.
So... I've been watching Arrow a lot recently.
Yeah, that's another notoriously bad show, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean...
Well, it started up here. I think it's notorious for being good and then getting bad.
That happens with every TV show, I think, that has, like, an iteration kind of episode.
Okay.
Where it's not... You witness this plot.
It's not Breaking Bad with a beginning,
right.
a middle, and an end.
Right. It's
episodic
just
episodic television. Yeah.
It's just, oh, who's the bad guy we're fighting today
right.
and gonna beat in this episode? That's not gonna continue over to the
I
next
think you're
episode.
Exactly right. And I'm surprised more people don't do what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing.
Yeah.
They do 3 story arcs a season. They do them like comics, where like they break it up into basically 7 episode seasons, where there's a beginning, a middle, and an end 3 times. And there's like running themes throughout all of them. Like last year's was about like a life model decoys. And, like, so there was people, like, body switching and stuff in the show, and that was a theme, but everything one was different.
Right.
And so that kept it really fresh and made it feel like 3 small Breaking Bads every season instead of, oh, we just got to make 21 episodes this year.
Right.
This year.
I mean, give it, Arrow has, like, an overwhelming season plot.
Right.
But you get bits of that
right.
in, like, very sparse episodes
right.
up until the last 2.
Right. It's the problem with 21 episode
results.
Seasons.
Right.
Yes.
But... Their CGI is fucking terrible.
Well, CW, man.
It's just bad.
I think they have $6 in a Dorito as
right.
their budget.
But Netflix is coming out with that, like, altered carbon or some shit
like
that.
Yeah, Chris has been talking about that.
That looks ridiculously well done.
I think that's the one that Chris's friend works on.
Really?
Yeah, the reason we're only like five or six separated from Bacon.
It's like, I think it comes out February 2nd, I think is when all the episodes drop, but the trailer looks retardedly good.
Really?
CGI-wise.
Never seen. Well, Netflix has more money than God, dude. They can do it. What the hell's going on with the colors of the cameras? Is that just me seeing that? What, this camera sometimes.
No, yeah, I saw that earlier where it was blue and then it's not blue.
It's
and
trying to color balance. Blue. I don't know if I can turn it off. Let me see. Configure video. Do something. Advanced. Right light. Probably turn that off. What do you think? White balance auto. Turn that off. Boom. I'll see if that fixes it. I don't know.
That should fix it.
I assume that's what it is. It's like, oh, it's green, so it's trying to make it a different green. And then you got, like, a teal here, and it's probably messing with it. Yeah. I noticed that when I was doing my old podcast, where I would wear a blue shirt.
Yeah.
Like, it would go from green to blue, like, tint the entire show. Drive Pinella crazy. But I think animated video game movies are the way to go, because then you don't need to cast a perfect actor for the main role. But then I want my mom to watch them.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I want to share these great stories with my family. And they don't want to watch a cartoon video game because it's still for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the stigma is video games are for children.
Yeah.
And I don't want that anymore because video games aren't for children.
No.
I mean, they also are.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto exists.
Right, but I still think that's considered a kid's game. Even though it's absolutely not a kid's game, how many 12-year-olds have Grand Theft Auto?
The answer
is all of them.
Wait, I'm saying they probably shouldn't.
Right, but they do because their parents go, video game!
Right, stupid. Yeah. The stigma needs to be changed for sure.
I agree, man.
But
like Aaron was out there, I got him the other day, he just started watching a Let's Play of The Last of Us, and I was like, not because of like the language or anything, but because that's going to mess him up.
Yeah.
Like in the first 10 minutes of that game, like the daughter dies and it's a huge breakdown, and like even if he sits through that, which he would, like then you got all these people being eaten by monsters and the main lady character dies and yeah, it's gonna be too intense.
How old is he now?
Eight. Yeah, he'll be 9 in July.
I think I watched 8 Mile when I was 8 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really mind him watching violent movies or movies with language. Like, he's very mature for his age, but at the same point, there's themes that he probably shouldn't deal
probably
with.
I shouldn't have watched 8 Mile when I was 8 years old. That's what I was saying.
Nah, man, that's a fine one.
Nah.
Why? I think I watched 8 Mile when I was young. I remember a movie that I watched that messed me up. I was probably like 6 or 7, and it was Primal Fear. With Richard Gere, all right? And some dude gets his fingers chopped off with a butcher knife. That stuff haunts me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I watched the first Saw movie, and there was a scene.
I'm not watching that.
Probably
because of Richard Gere.
The henchman to the real bad guy, like, hiding in a kid's closet.
Right.
And then, like, he, like, pops out, like, camera moves, and then he's popped out, and he's just covered in a fucking sheet, and he's just, like, reaching for the kid.
That's the one that messed you up?
Haunts my memory.
Not when he sawed his own leg off? Okay.
Gore, I'm fine with. That is definitely, like, I would experience that in my lifetime. Some creep-ass dude coming out in a sheet from my goddamn closet. I don't know why.
I mean, that would mess me up, too.
It's more practical to me to happen rather than me having to saw my own foot.
It's unlikely you're going to have to saw your own foot. It's also unlikely someone's going to come out of your closet, but then again, it's not.
It's more likely, I thought, in my mind when I was younger.
I agree.
And it still haunts me to this day.
Well, like, I've seen people get stabbed and mutilated and people fit into wood chippers and everything else, and for some reason, that dude getting his fingers cut off, like, hung with
it. Which is weird.
Like, it, like, took up a place in my mind, you know? Yeah, we got to catch up on chat. Let's see. GTA is a teenage game, for being honest. I think it's marketed that way.
Yeah.
But the plot of GTA is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know. Like, the humor's pretty juvenile. I get that. But that's kind of its thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like saying, like rated R comedies are for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's mostly poop jokes. Is it?
17, 18 is a teenager.
Right, but 40-year-olds love The Hangover when most of the humor is for 15-year-olds. I mean, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but I agree with Du on John Wick, for sure.
I've never seen John Wick.
Really good.
Average age of a gamer is in his 30s. I would agree with that.
John Wicker.
I would say the average... I don't know, maybe not. I think the average age of video gamers caps at the 40s.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of gamers out there that are older than 40.
don't know.
I don't think there is.
30s.
I'm sure there's a lot of 30s.
Yes.
Like, that's right when they started.
I would agree.
Come out.
Between 30 and 40 is probably the oldest you'll get. But saying the average age.
60 year old out there.
No, but there's tons of 8 year olds. There's tons of 12 year olds. There's tons of 20 year olds. So I think the average age isn't fair. Because if you averaged it, it's probably more in the teens.
Yeah.
Because it probably goes from like 5 to 35 is your prime video gaming age. And that's going to keep shifting. It's going to be 5 to 40. What, 5 years from now, that'll be 5 to 45, 5 to 50, and then all those old people will die, and then maybe we'll get good video game movies. When the people that are my age are 10 years older and running Hollywood, we might get some good stuff.
Maybe.
I think that's what we would need.
Maybe.
You know?
But yeah, the first John Wick, I really liked the first one. Second one was eh. And now they're making a third one, because why the fuck not?
Right.
But the first one had a very contained storyline.
Well, wasn't the second one good, too?
There was a good middle, and there was an end to it. I mean, all the action in the second one was just as good as the first one.
Okay.
I didn't like the plot as much, just because it was kind of like a rehash.
Right.
A little bit, just with a little different
thing. Dude, Keanu Reeves is really hot right now.
But,
people love Keanu
God,
Reeves, dude.
The first one just hit a note, man.
Was that about people stealing his dog?
Spoiler
or
alert.
Killing his dog?
Yeah, like his wife dies at the beginning of the movie. That's how you come into it. And then he's like living in depression. And then all of a sudden he gets a random package sent to him. And it's a little puppy. And then it was like a message from his dying cancerous wife or something like that. Like, yeah, I love this dog. Use it to move on or something like that. So then he starts to get a little better. He's got a little company. He's doing this. He's doing that. And then he fucking runs into these dickhead asshole motherfuckers. Theon Greyjoy, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Theon fucking Greyjoy.
Great casting, though.
And so they like, he gives them a little, or they give him shit, and then he's like, fuck off, I'm a badass. Like,
right, you don't want
to
mess with me. I'm the one.
And then they, like, he punches them a little bit, and they get messed up, and then they come back and literally just break into his house, like, beat him up, and then, yeah, just kill the dog, and then just steal his car.
You don't kill a man's dog.
And then, yeah, he just happens to be a retired assassin.
Right.
And then just goes, gets back into the, and then just starts killing.
But there's no dead dogs in the second one, right?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Oh, Willem Dafoe is in it.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He can play a villain or a good guy.
Uh-huh.
It's really weird.
I think he's a good one in this one. It's like a little itchy.
Morris says the average age of someone who plays video games, and he doesn't say this, he's quoting this, is 31 years old. In fact, more gamers are over the age of 36 than between the ages of 18 to 35 or under the age of 18. That blows my mind.
I'll see next year?
That blows my mind.
Why is it going to take you a year to see the second one?
I think the third one is, like, I'll see. Oh, I don't know. Oh, he does. I don't know. It's a super cliche action movie. I don't care for action, but pace and everything was just perfect.
I mean, the gunfighting was just. It was nothing.
I've never
like
seen
I've
it.
Seen.
You know, it's
it
not.
It was just very in your face.
Who made it? Anyone famous?
I don't know.
It's like, is he famous now because of John Wick?
I would assume so.
Okay.
I don't know if he was beforehand or not.
Do you feel that stomping?
He said next week. God, dude, he must be out of it.
Dude, are you okay, man? Are you Colby today?
Year in a week is a little bit.
Quote from Bing. Oh, well, it's Bing. We don't trust it, all right?
Yeah, it's Bing. Who uses Bing?
Who uses Bing, Morris?
Someone who doesn't want Google to track him, man.
What, is he rather Microsoft track you?
Yeah, they're better.
No, I mean, that's, I don't know. That sounds possible. I'm just surprised by that.
The 18 to 30.
I wonder if that's because, I don't know. Like, do you think, I don't know how marketing works anymore, but like, do you think they count my household as a gamer that's 30 or a gamer that's 8? Or do you think they count it twice? Because literally, Chris plays games, I play game, Aaron plays games. I play the most games, but that's because I do it for a job. Aaron would come in second, and then Chris plays Overwatch, plays Spyro. You know, there's a couple games she plays.
Yeah.
So that's a 30-year-old male, a 25-year-old female, and an 8-year-old male. All in one house with 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 next-gen consoles, N64, GameCube, PC, Mac.
Guarantee they know.
I have every single thing.
Guarantee somebody knows.
But do you think they count it as all three, or do you think they just count head of household, which would be me?
It depends on the study and the survey, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know how that works.
I don't either. And just be like Morris and don't use Google, man.
It's all fake news. I think that gamer stats are wrong probably because they count moms on Candy Crush. Ooh, that could be. If they count mobile gaming as gaming, that would skew those stats huge.
Huge, man. Water, big.
Big water.
Big water.
Did you see completely ADD in the show. Did you see that Trump quote where he said, I'm going to quote as close as I can. He said, in most states, a baby can't be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It must stop.
No. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Was he talking about abortion?
I believe
but
so.
But then he changed it to actually just giving birth?
Yeah, because the 9th month is when that usually happens. I don't know.
It's when it should happen.
Yeah. Where is he?
No way. No way. He's too dumb. Come again. Come again, Mr. President.
Is Snopes fake news?
Oh, God. Yes.
Okay, well, Snopes says... Yeah, President Trump said that a number of state laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. This is true. On January 19th, 2018, President Trump broadcast an address in the White House Rose Garden in conjunction with the pro-life group March for Life 45th Annual Rally, leading his support to the movement, even though he was once squarely on the opposite side of the issue. The president told the audience that he was committed to building a society where life is celebrated, protected, and cherished. The president raised some eyebrows, however, when he proclaimed that right now a number of state laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change.
States, the laws are...
Here we go. Right here. Play.
Right now in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change.
Somebody was trolling him, right? Because that's definitely teleprompter, and it says born on there. Because that's the best fucking thing ever. And, like, do you think he realized it, like, halfway through once
it
he said it?
Sounded
because
like
he put
down,
way
right?
more emphasis
right.
on, like, his or her. Like,
yeah, it kind of felt like
either gender they do that. Right. I didn't know, man.
It
I did not
felt
know that.
Like
they
he was
were
reading
born.
Ahead and got to that. Uh-huh. And he's like, this may not be right.
This might be the wrong word.
But then he said it anyway. Mm-hmm. So
replay that.
Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb.
I
in
made
the ninth
a mistake.
Month.
Just
it is
move
wrong.
Past it.
It has to change.
In 9th month.
God damn it.
Oh, God. Trump State was an eyebrow raising because the 9th month is when one typically expects a child to be born. Of course, President Trump likely misspoke and said born rather than torn, intending for his statement to decry late-term abortions, as he did elsewhere at his address when he voiced support for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, saying, I strongly support the House of Representatives. Pain-capable bill, which would end a painful late-term abortion, name of why, and call upon the Senate to post this important law to sit at my desk. That makes more sense if he did say torn. Trump similarly condemned ripping the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby during the 2016 presidential debate. So that's probably what it was. So you think that's fake? That's Snopes. That was pretty balanced.
Yeah, no. We just heard him actually say it. Right. So that's 1,000% true. But the rightists would be like, nope, that's left-leaning as fuck.
It said it even corrected what he probably meant.
Yeah. No, yeah, this is definitely
like if it just said "lul, what an idiot" after the video, like that would be a little different. But it actually tried to be like this is probably what he meant.
Yeah,
and here's several instances
to
back that up.
I think by now they've given him the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, initially when they it was more conflicted, where they're trying to be like. Are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? There's no, like, middle. They don't believe the middle exists.
Deuce says Snopes is a legit source, and that means he's a communist.
Yep.
Yeah. Filthy commie.
Commie. Get out of here. Right now, a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb.
In the ninth month. It is wrong.
It has to change. Now a baby to be torn. God, what a dumb.
Words are hard, man. Words are hard, all right? We've all been there where we said stupid things, okay?
I've always been there, but this happens way too much.
It's also... I guess we say that we've been there before.
We haven't been there on that
We haven't
scale.
Ever had it written down where no. we've had to read a speech and then we've bumbled it. Like, we've bumbled a lot of words when we're just stream of consciousness but that's never happened.
That's just Trump all the time,
oh my
regardless
God, that's
of
so
if
funny,
he's reading
dude.
Or not.
That is so funny, dude.
Right now, there are a number of states that allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month.
Yes,
it is wrong.
No, it's normal.
It has to change.
No, I mean, Trump, if you could shorten that, make it 3 months, that'd be fantastic.
It has to change. Move up the time scale of pregnancies. We're having the millennials, they're not giving birth enough. We need more babies for me to poop on.
Turn into Triumph the Insult Comic Dog there.
For me to poop on.
For no reason. All right, let's move on. All right, this guy from Team Spiral has taken every Bond movie for all six actors and has cut a trailer to announce a project that is going to take all the movies with all six actors and put them into a battle royale duel to the bitter death.
Okay.
This is the trailer for this project.
Interesting.
See what we think. You know the names. You know the films. But never like this.
Well, now that we're all here...
Copyright strikes on the video.
My dear Prime Minister, bombs are now in the possession of Spectre.
Find who took it, what they
like, yeah, it, you can combine all you want, like clips into a trailer.
Right.
But to make a consistent plot line in a full length movie involving six different Bonds,
they're gonna fight each other, man.
And how you're gonna make that happen? There's no way.
A high stakes poker game at Casino Royale in Montenegro.
Then she's gonna like do that.
Look in my eyes. I can beat this man. You know that.
You know what they say about the fittest?
The very words I live by.
I want him to like rotoscope out,
right?
Each Bond, and then like put them in the same.
Like,
scene.
See, the fact that that's not in this trailer makes me think that's not gonna happen.
Definitely not. You gotta put some effort.
Like, they should have both Bonds face each other at like fisticuffs or something. Yeah. You know?
Doesn't bother you killing those people?
Like, it's, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Death to spies.
Pretty, yeah, just bland.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have been gift wrapped.
Have you seen everything you came to see?
If anything, this shows how a cliche the James Bond movies have become over the years. They all have very similar scenes. Oh, that was 3 days ago. Mixing leaves a lot to be desired, I'll tell you that. Die, spy, kill, kill. That's the name of it.
Oh, it's your specter against mine, huh?
Oh, my God.
Teamspiral.wordpress.com.
When's the 18th month?
No, it's foreign. Like, it's one of the things America does different than the rest of the world.
Oh, really?
Is we do month, day, year. Most people do day, month, year. I know. Communists. What was the thing? I should have looked. Team Spiral. Okay, taking inspiration from Tolkien edits of all three Hammer films into one, we've taken every single James Bond film and asked the question, what would six James Bonds do if they were thrown together? Results are deadly. We began with a tidy edit experience, blossomed over 2 years of a full-scale edge project, bringing our love of the film series to life. Okay. Yeah, here it is, man. The file itself is an MP4 rendered at 720p in a widescreen ratio. Running time is 2 hours, 16 minutes. The time where, if the film was canned, be slightly shorter than the fifth longest bomb film.
Wow.
I don't know how we could watch this on the show. But
yeah,
like,
there's no way, but...
I kind of want to know, like, I...
There's no way.
Like, I feel like there's not going to be... Yeah, there it is, man. Just the start of the video, they show a restaurant on top of a mountain in Switzerland. I've been there. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, you had that one.
This thing? You've been there, Morris?
Definitely that thing.
Dude, if he's been there, I feel like he's too high class for our show.
That's pretty high class, man.
That's pretty high class, man. It's both high and high class.
High in the high class, man.
That is. Oh, I'm not showing him. See, that's proof. That's proof right there that he's not. That he's too good for our show. Yeah, yeah. That's proof right there. Is that where you've been, Morris? Yeah, I know you can't see. All right, I'm an idiot. All right, why am I yelling at the screen like you can hear me? How embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
Right there.
You're good at operating the show, man.
At least I didn't say babies are born in the ninth month.
At least you didn't do that.
It has to change, so, you know, I got that going for me. It's a revolving restaurant? Dude, that's crazy. I'd love to go there. Would you love to go there?
Yes.
Hey, man, I found a job for you. The city of Los Angeles has hired a graphics designer.
What?
You can go and work. The city of Los Angeles Jobs posted this ad for a graphic designer.
With an extremely clever ad?
Yeah, because it's very badly designed. So let's try to attract a graphic designer. It's like done in paint. It's got like several just squares. And it's literally drawn using what looks to be the pencil tool.
Uh-huh.
And then Comic Sans, it says January 12th to 25th, $46,708 to $103,230.
That's not enough to live in
L.A.? No. Well, probably the other end of that is okay. Uh-huh. You'd probably be okay with that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get that.
No, you don't live in L.A.
Well, that, and I don't have a bachelor's degree in graphic design.
You don't need one of those.
Yeah, that would probably assume the $103,000 a year.
When they ask you if you've got a bachelor's degree, you just tell them that you've been married for 5 years. Nothing. That was a pretty good one.
That was dumb. That was really dumb.
You're really dumb. Gotcha.
Mm.
But yeah, that's apparently this ad has 7,000 retweets. So
I think somebody else is going
to
get it, man.
Well, the question begs to me: do they need a graphic designer if this got 7,000 retweets? Like, this probably did better than anything they've ever tweeted.
Probably.
And it's the worst design thing ever, and it got the most retweets. So.
Yeah, but you can only pull that stunt off like a couple of times.
No, what they need is they need a quality meme maker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these city governments should just hire meme makers. Like, that's what they need. Like, you got a thing in the park, make a meme about it, spread it on the internet, memes. Like, the dumber the meme, the better.
Memes.
Kylo with his shirt up to his boob, porgs everywhere. You know, do you know the way? Do you know the way to the movie in the park? Like, that would blow up on Twitter, man. That's what they need. All these city people need meme makers. That would solve the problem in America right there.
I don't think it would, man.
Did I stutter? That's another meme, by the way. Just put Stanley up there.
I'm in pain.
David.
My butt is really hurt.
I gave you the cushion today, man.
That tells you how much pain I'm in. It's just my butt.
Yeah.
I did too many glute exercises. I also did that fucking like the hip abduction thing where you like look like
the Kegel exercises
shit.
Mm-hmm. He's moving his legs back and forth together. You can't see it or hear it, so.
Like, up.
No, it's fine. I explained it. It's enough. He was doing it, though, which is.
My inner groin.
Uh huh.
On my right side.
Mm hmm.
Feels like it's about to rip.
I got a question. Is there an outer groin?
Maybe.
Well, you said your inner groin, so I'm just
kidding. The inner part of the inner part.
He's touching his manly areas right now.
All
it's very inappropriate in suggestion. Mm-hmm. We get banned if the camera panned down.
Oh, yeah. Touching it.
Bag.
What's a bag?
It's the outer groin. All right. Speaking of meat... Apparently, lab meat is going to transform the industry by 2021.
I've heard this.
Memphis Meats aims to turn around the future of the meat industry through its meat production without having to slaughter animals. A consumer analyst at Global Data, Chris Lowe, notes that the new products will not be ready to enter the market until 2021. But international investors and venture capitalist companies have eyed investment opportunities in this emerging sub-industry. A Silicon Valley-based group backed by Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Cargill, former General Electric CEO Jack Welch, and led by DFJ Venture Capital Group. It's a clean meat company that says it's already produced beef, chicken, and duck directly from animal cells without the need to raise or slaughter animals. Apparently, the process works by combining and producing cells in tanks or bioreactors with oxygen, sugar, and other nutrients. He said, blah, 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 blah. He says, we're going to bring meat to the plate in a more sustainable, affordable, and delicious way. The world loves to eat meat, and as core to many of our cultures and traditions, meat demand is growing rapidly around the world. We want the world to keep eating what it loves. So they've artificially grown meat.
That's weird.
Says the company produces a plant-based burger right now that cooks, tastes, and even bleeds like the real thing.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I've seen the veggie burger that bleeds like real meat, but that's something different if they're just growing animals without actually...
They're basically growing dead animals.
Yeah, that makes no sense, because then you're still slaughtering animals that could have had a life.
So let me...
If you grew them in a tank.
Okay, so let me ask
PETA!
Let me ask you this question, man.
What?
So, assuming PETA doesn't get mad because these animals aren't real,
mm-hmm.
right? What stops you from growing things to eat that you don't eat now, like human? What, could we grow human meat and eat it? Because if
that's fucked.
I'm just saying, because you can't have it.
Fucked.
You can't have it both ways. Like, if you grow human meat,
you can get like whale and shit.
Because either the animals are not alive,
mm-hmm.
which means that the human was never alive.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you eat the human and you're like, this used to be a human, then it had to be used to be a cow also,
weird,
and then PETA would get mad, right? But
weird.
Yeah, whale is another great example. Like dolphin, people love to eat dolphin apparently.
Or shark.
Shark.
Yeah.
All these, the kangaroo.
Shark soup, I think is a
zebra.
Thing.
You know, there's all these things that are endangered animals, rhinoceros,
mm-hmm.
that you could just grow in a lab. And you could eat it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, man?
Sleep.
No. Funny thing is, if we don't need to farm animals, then a million of them will be killed off. That's true. Well, I don't know if killed off. Maybe they just stop breeding them as much, I think, is the hope. Like, they just kind of taper it down.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, you know, giving birth to 30 million new cows this month, we're going to give birth to 15.
Job loss there.
Is it really job loss? I feel like that's going to be, like, Interstellar before we know it. It's all going to be automated, machine ran.
Dude.
Because there's less and less farmers. I think out of everything, farmers has got to be one of the places that's automated first.
I don't think there is. I think there's less, like, ranch hands.
Yeah.
But there's still just the amount of farms has to have grown to supply the food
I don't
that
think
we're
so.
Eating.
I don't think
1,000%.
I think that's why everything is getting more condensed.
Like what?
Like the living condition for the chickens and stuff.
Right.
Like, there's, like, one big Cargill farm now that has half the country's chickens.
They own
all the farms that have chickens. It's
yeah.
not just one centralized building where every
so
single chicken comes
farmer,
from.
Farming is corporatized?
Yes.
Like, instead of there being, you know, Farmer Joe and he sells to Cargill, you
the
say Cargill owns Farmer
The whole point of the
Farmer
ranch
Joe.
On Netflix.
Oh, really?
The whole point.
So, if you're saying that, why don't you believe that the corporations would automate it and get rid of Farmer Joe altogether?
That's what I'm saying!
So we've been
arguing. Right now...
I'm so confused.
Right now... Have grown. They have grown.
Farms are grown in size. Rich farmers buying smaller family farms has been a pretty big for the past couple decades.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Right, so there's less farmers. Isn't that what I said?
No.
I'm so confused.
There's still as much farming.
Right, hey, there's
this
more
is what
farming.
I'm saying.
There's more farming.
This is what I've been saying.
Okay. I didn't disagree with that.
But then all those farms are going to go out of business.
I'm not saying there's less farms. I'm saying there's more farms, less people
still
working the
jobs.
Farms.
They got jobs.
That's why I said it's going to be automated, because
automated.
As farms get bigger and
you're
people get smaller,
robot.
They're going to need robots to
I'm
take care
so
of the farms.
Done with your robot ass. Power the fuck off. Thank you.
Okay, it's your show now, man.
No. No.
Come on,
put
man.
It back.
I'm powered
put
down.
Put it back.
Don't poke
put
me.
Put it
Don't
back.
Poke Stop poking me. Get out of here with your goose hand. What is that? He's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, man. What do you think?
I need sleep.
Would you eat artificially grown human?
Not human.
You wouldn't?
He almost had me there. I was about to say, oh, yeah. Because I thought you were going to say meat.
Is there anything you wouldn't eat?
Human.
Besides human?
Yeah.
Is there any animal you would pass? Because I think the thing is like, that's why I brought up humans, because if they're not a real
raccoon
thing,
meat.
Then does it become, is it, I don't know, man, the human thing throws me.
But it's a real thing, but it's not a real
right.
thing, but it is real.
Like, if it's not, like, if you eat cow, fake cow, it's not real cow, so why wouldn't you eat not real human? Because it's not human, it just tastes like human.
Because then just like name it something else.
Soylent
say,
Green or whatever, yeah.
Don't say it's fucking human. You know, there's a brand of, like, I don't know if it's like a protein shake, but it's got a whole bunch of shit, like, ground up
okay.
in a shake form.
Part of
and
it's human.
Its brand name is Soylent.
Okay, I've seen that, actually.
And I'm just like, why? Why would you associate yourself with human?
For the lols, dude.
Human meat!
Raccoon meat! I'm gonna take a piece of that fatty little calf muscle, Frank! It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, if you haven't
raccoon
watched that.
Raccoon meat.
I'm just saying, man. That's
bullshit, Frank.
I'm just,
it's human meat, and I know it.
I don't know, man. That's all I'm saying. It's like, if it's one of it's fake, then all of it's fake. And if none of it's fake, if one of it's not fake, then all of it's not fake. You can't have it both ways.
I think you can.
Would you eat fake horse?
I don't know. I've never had horse, so I don't know.
Would you try it?
Maybe.
Would you try fake bald eagle?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's got to be like a delicacy.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, is it? That's another thing, is like, if you can replicate this stuff mm-hmm. as often as you want, does all meat become the same price? Like, is chicken just as expensive now as filet mignon, because you can just grow filet mignon whenever you want? I mean, you would think so, right?
I would think so, yeah.
So, wouldn't all the best cuts of meat be the only... Why would you
shit.
Grow... Why would you grow chuck? Like, why wouldn't you only grow ribeye?
I think
you
that's
know?
What will happen. Goodbye with this shitty... Because we wouldn't need to use it. The only reason chuck exists is because there is a part of cow...
Right, that
needs
is there.
To be
right.
used.
You use the whole cow, uh-huh. right.
But, I mean, if you can just artificially grow a fucking sirloin.
Right, if you just grow and grow the rib part and that's it, you know?
Get it.
I've heard horse is good. That's what chat says.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think in France they eat horse.
Really?
I think so.
That's fucked up.
I don't think so.
That's fucked up.
Why?
We ride them.
So? I'd ride a cow.
No, you wouldn't.
I would if I could.
It'd be really slow.
Yeah, I don't judge. I'm slow in real life. Okay, I'm not gonna judge a cow because he's slow.
It would be pointless.
Would you eat camel? You ride
yes.
them?
Fuck that. Yes.
You ride camels though.
That hump has to be delicious.
I think that hump is literally vacant.
I think it's just water.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. There's no meat in the hump. Someone just brings out a camel hump, and it's just a big hump. And then you cut into it, it's just
the
hollow
watermelon. Yeah.
Camel hump.
Camel hump watermelon.
Today on Hell's Kitchen, we're going to cook camel hump. It'd be beautiful, dude. I don't know. I think this is really cool. This is one of those only things I see that makes me think that if this actually started happening, that'd be in the future. You know? Because this is something that is totally different than what has been happening the entirety of humanity.
Yeah.
Like, they still talk about cloning, and they grew that sheep in an artificial womb and all that stuff, and, like, yeah, I feel like they're curing cancer in labs, too, but until, like, it cures my dad, or until there's meat on my plate, it's not real.
Right.
It's all still science fiction stuff that's crazy that they can do, but it's not viable.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Until it's in your hand, like, I mean, cell phones.
Right.
Then
I don't know, cell phones is kind of the future, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
FaceTime thing.
I don't know. For some reason, it just feels like if I go into Dylan's and there's cow filet mignon $30 and artificially grown filet mignon $5, and this they taste exactly the same, and one isn't a dead animal.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you buy the $30 one unless right. you're a jerk?
That's the point. Yeah, I mean, rich people are probably they're still going to have their rich ass farm.
Right. Well, like Mark Zuckerberg has his own farm. Remember?
I think real meat would become like whoa.
Yeah.
Really expensive.
I'm cooking orca. Remember that, man? It was a good joke you told that one time. It happened. It was one of our first episodes.
Right.
Yeah.
When he's smoking stuff.
That might have been like the first Twitch episode.
Yeah, it might have
been. That might have been. Can't remember if it's China or Korea, but they eat boiled egg with a baby chicken still inside. Yes. I think I don't think that's Korea. I don't know. I go to my Asian market and they have those. They have like hard boiled egg with a dead bird in it.
Why the fuck would you want that?
Dude, protein, I guess. People eat crickets and stuff, man. I don't know.
In their bones and
would
shit
you rather
in their chicken,
eat,
baby?
Would you rather eat that or human meat from an artificially
human
grown
meat.
Human? Okay.
You take any bone and shit, keep that out of my stuff. I do not want a fucking bone in anything I eat.
Oh, man, that's funny. Here's something that blew my mind. United Airlines saves 170,000 gallons of fuel by using lighter paper on their in-flight magazine.
That's too much.
This right here is the economies of scale that we just don't understand, right?
Logistics.
What's
shit.
The difference between an ounce can make on an airplane? If you are United Airlines with 4,500 flights a day and an ounce can add up, the Chicago-based carrier said it recently began printing its in-flight magazine Hemisphere on lighter paper, counting 1 ounce from each magazine. It now weighs 7.85 ounces. An internal message to employees, United said it has switched to lighter paper on its seatback service guides. The carrier operates 744 mainline planes of varying size, carrying 50 to 366 passengers each. For the typical 737 plane carrying 179 passengers, the reduction would mean about 11 pounds per flight. The airline says that slight weight reduction is saving 170,000 gallons of fuel a year, or $290,000 in annual fuel costs. Last year, United stepped on board sales of duty-free items as perfumes, chocolate, liquor, cutting 1.4 million gallons of fuel a year, the savings of $2.3 million. Isn't that crazy? That's Shave stupid. 1 ounce off every magazine, and they saved $250,000
And do
a
you
year.
Think they didn't make $2.3 million in those like little...
No way, right?
Tinkered. No one bought those.
There's no way, right?
And they just save money by stopping that service.
And it's not because of the stocking That's or the crazy. Labor. It's just because it's not on the plane. Next move, if you weigh over 150 pounds, you can't fly United.
Yep, that's... I mean,
that is insane to me. Like, I'm a big dude. When I get on the plane, like, the logistics of United, I cost them money. More money than if I had lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if 1 ounce...
Shouldn't your ticket be based on your weight?
Maybe it should.
Like, if you weigh 100 pounds, like, your ticket is, like, 50 bucks.
That does make sense. Yeah. It's probably against the law, isn't
probably.
It?
Probably.
It's probably but why.
Still. That's crazy.
That is insane
I never
to me.
About it like that.
You look up sports scores, man?
I am, if my fucking...
I can just Google it.
Oh, my load!
Are they playing right now?
Yeah.
Okay, the Panthers, Patriots versus Jaguars. Second quarter, 55 seconds left till halftime.
Oh,
Jaguars
shit.
Are up by 4 points, man.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Who else is playing today? The Eagles, right?
I think.
The Eagles are playing the Vikings, right?
And they already played.
Oh, they did?
I think, right? No?
I don't know. Conference championships, the Vikings and the Eagles, so it plays afterwards.
Yeah.
What does this video do?
Crowd trying to create a spark for this defense.
Dude, that is actually insane, to be honest with you, that they have the highlights tied into Google searches that quick.
Yeah.
That's actually nuts to me.
Oh, my goodness. Cole's thrown back shoulder 30 yards.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Cole coming up with a cat.
Okay.
God, I do not know why fucking ESPN's app runs like a bitch. It just runs like a bitch.
Because you can't get your news anywhere else, so they don't need it to be good.
It's terrible.
14 to 10, man. I don't know why you looked it up like Google was going to be wrong.
No, yeah, no. I'm just
What would have been faster?
Like the last play?
Can you know? You could just be like, Siri, what's the score of the Patriots game? You could do that.
Shut up.
Shut up. You got me, man. Oh. So are you not watching the game because of the show? Is the show ruining your watching of the Patriots game?
I probably wouldn't be watching it.
Okay.
No.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, you're good.
All right.
No, actually it is cutting in. We need to stop right now.
Well, I mean, we only got 30 minutes left.
No, we got to stop right now.
We can't. We got more stories.
We got to do it, man.
We got more stories.
I need to go watch football.
We actually don't. We only have one more story. China's pink, oversized, women-only car park slammed as sexist.
Yeah.
Oversized female parking spots marked with a stiletto icon in eastern China have been strongly criticized as sexist on Chinese social media. Controversial parking spaces at the Jiande and Tonglu service stations in Zhejiang province are reportedly 3.2 meters wide or 1.5 times the size of normal parking spaces.
All right. That's not what I was expecting.
They're bigger and
they're
pink.
I thought it was sexist for it to be...
I was putting the thing back on. It was like this. It was really bothering me.
I thought it was sexist to just have women-only parking spots.
No, they're also insulting.
But apparently it's also insulting about the fact that they're wider.
And they have high heel on them. I don't know, dude. This might be racist. I'm honestly surprised they have this much space in China to do it.
Right? That's a good point. How can they afford, like, three of the double
one-and-a-half
times?
It's like, to me, it's like the United Airlines thing. Like, they shave an ounce, they save this much money. If they made the spaces smaller, they could cram more people into it. I mean, there's, like, 2 billion people over there.
Yeah.
It's stupid how many there are.
You gotta figure out some space issues, right, for sure.
And they're over there. Apparently, it's not too bad because they're building giant air purifiers and making parking spaces 1.5 times the size just for one gender.
That's crazy.
If you had a giant parking space, wouldn't you park in it as opposed to a smaller one?
Yes.
Yeah. I would, too.
I would want a bigger space. That'd be nice.
I feel like spaces should be 1.5 times.
In it rather than be, like, forced stuck in it.
Right.
And just hang out.
Don't worry about hitting cars next to you and stuff.
Something.
People who drive giant trucks.
Yeah.
Is there anyone on the planet who drives a truck who knows how to park it properly?
No.
I don't think there is, right?
There's one dude in my apartment complex, though, that does. He reverses into his spot every single time he parks.
Is he good at it?
And he's really, like, pretty. I've never seen him, like, crooked. Never seen him, like, over the line.
We should interview him on the show.
It's pretty impressive.
To see what he's like.
And it's a pretty fucking big truck, too.
Yeah, so. I don't know, because I was about to say, like, the bigger the truck, the worse the parking job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get, like, a regular-sized Silverado, not too bad. Extended cab, heavy duty, double wheels in the back, mirrors that are the size of El Paso. Like, that guy needs 8 spaces, and he's going to back in.
And he's going to the size of El Paso.
Just, dude, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Those trucks, some of them have huge mirrors.
Way too far out.
Agreed. Agreed, man.
I don't know why.
But look at that. Stilettos on the parking spaces, man.
That's crazy.
It's silly.
Just shoot them.
Who?
Everyone. Guys who invented it, the people who use it, the people who look at it on the internet, on a TV show.
Oh, God, dude.
TV show.
Just shoot them. And then let's harvest their meat.
Yeah.
Yes. It's China. They eat human over there, right? I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're cannibalism. I don't think they're cannibalists.
I think they are.
I mean, there's tribes.
The word,
like,
is cannibals.
In Asia, but
the word is cannibals, by the way.
Cannibalists. It's the ists that practice cannibalism.
Cannibalists. Cannibalists.
Cannibalobalists.
Yeah, man. Well.
Cannibal-blah.
Well, is it halftime yet, man? It is. It's halftime. 14-10 at halftime, man. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
What are you guys doing for the Super Bowl?
I
you got any plans?
Know. Probably going to a bar.
Is that what you do now?
I mean, maybe.
I'm just wondering, because you're like normal, I'm just curious what you do.
It just sounds like a bad idea to
Chris
me.
Chris has already made plans for snacks.
Yeah.
She's going to make bell pepper nachos.
Uh-huh.
So apparently that's going to be good. I'm going to try to get her to make chicken wings instead.
On my fucking shoulder.
Dude, I'm sorry. You need to go get a massage.
I was going to
do that. Maybe take a day off from the gym.
You have this thing that's called a show.
Oh, it's only my show? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't realize the show was called The Seth Show.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I don't see the bottom half. I only read one line text.
What about this one line of text? It's right here. It says Seth.
I only read 2 words at a time.
9th month. It's wrong. All right. Well, we're out of topics. We'll end the show. Colby's dying.
I'm dying, people.
He's
sorry.
Dying. That's fine.
I will be better on Thursday.
I mean, don't promise that.
I will be.
Don't promise that. You can't promise
it's
that.
It's nighttime on Thursdays. I'm more awake. I'm a night owl, man.
It's 4 p.m.
That's too early. This is when I'd be waking up. It's too early.
I wake up an hour and a half before work gets out.
I like being up at 4 a.m. That's better than 4 p.m.
I mean, we could do a show at 4 a.m. I could wake up then.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that. 4 to 6 every morning.
Go to bed.
Do the morning show. But for you, it's the night show.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect, dude.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, thank you guys for being here today. We appreciate it. I actually don't feel too terrible about any because we've done like 2.5-hour long shows like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
It's been ridiculous.
We've got content for days. Go back and watch reruns.
And Colby says he's going to make it up to you on Thursday.
I might, well, no. I mean, I'll be more energetic.
Oh, you're not making it up to him?
It might not be a longer show.
Well, no, no, no. I mean, entertainment-wise, you're going to make it up to him.
Oh, yeah. There will be much more entertainment involved.
But from you specifically?
No, from me specifically.
Okay. You're going to entertain them better on Thursday. Make it up to them with your entertainment on
Thursday.
Rather
than today, compared to today, yes.
No, making up for it.
Yeah.
You're going
to
do better than normal.
It'll be better than today.
You should go into politics.
All you're getting from me, man.
That's so good. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. We will be back on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time with Colby having more energy than today. That's a promise.
Yes.
It's a promise he can hold to. So thank you guys for being here. We'll be back on Thursday and then again on Sundays live. Twitch.tv/SethandColby twice a week. Go there. Watch the show live. If you don't watch it live, YouTube.com/SethandColby. That's where you can get it. On demand. And then the audio version as a podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, those links. At SethandColby.com. Guys, thanks for being here today. We didn't drop any frames. So it's got to be the weather, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is because it's really nice today.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Stupid wires. Anyways, guys, we will see you next time. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Goodbye.